Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Brent Humphries, is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning. This is the most exciting thing I've done all year.
I don't even want to get involved in that. That could be a little bit of a problem there. No way I'm going there, Brent. No, No way I am going there. Before we, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
I think our boys are little numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
They must have had too much to drink this week. Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. You know, it's so early in the year. Yesterday seemed like an odd day to you yesterday, Brent.
Very odd. I didn't know whether to work or not work.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of odd. You know, we didn't know the Rose Bowl being on, but it really wasn't the day after we rang in the New Year's Eve. Kind of an odd day. So now that you look at today, celebrating National Chocolate Covered Dairy Day, National Fruit Cake National Fruit Cake Toss Day. And I'm thinking half the people around are probably getting ready to go and get on a diet. And these are the items that we have to celebrate today. But we'll take it as it is in any event. Look at the markets right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average give back most of the morning's gains. The Dow Jones was up to 19,925. Now it's back at 19,800. So up 36 points still, but it's not quite where it had been. So we're a little interesting there. Doesn't surprise me if you were listening to Ron Siegel Radio before we went on our brief holiday. You probably heard us talking about the idea that I thought the market would give back quite a bit early in the year. Why would it? And I gave you my exact reason why that would happen. I still hold steady on that thought process. Nobody wanted to sell their. And now we know that the Dow was down a lot on Thursday and Friday last week. They were very light trading, so it's not a real major issue. But here's the thought process. This is why I shared this with you. I still believe that we're going to see a major retrenching in the Dow this next week or so. And the reason I'm saying that, very simple, we're looking at people taking profits. They didn't want to take profits at the end of last year. The patient, the taxes would be lower in 2017. They're certainly not going to be higher in 2017. So if they are lower in 2017, we're going to be in good shape, and you'll be better off having taken that profit at the beginning of the year. So if you've been waiting to refinance, you might have waited a little too long, but don't wait any longer. If you're looking at buying a new house, now would be a good time to be looking at that as well. Interest rates will come back down just a little bit, I think, in the next few weeks. And then we'll see what happens after the inauguration. Just one man's opinion, although I've been doing this quite a long time. You might find some interesting information right there. Moving right along. You know, I'm going to have a little fun right now because I like doing this kind of a thing. We are in the state of confusion. So being in the state of confusion, sometimes we have to go with some goofy things that we do here in the state of confusion. There were quite a lot of new laws that went into effect. So I thought I'd share with you some of the fun ones here. Brent and I might have a little of our own opinions on these. Californians are no longer allowed to use a handheld wireless phone or wireless electronic device while driving unless the device is mounted on the vehicle windshield or dashboard in a way that it doesn't hinder the driver's view of the road. Drivers are only allowed to activate or deactivate a function or feature or function on the device with a single swipe or tap. Can I do that while holding the device? This expands on the law that already bans texting while driving. It's amazing. You know, you think about these things, and I'm going to share with you a personal opinion. Well, every opinion I give is personal because otherwise it wouldn't be an opinion. Just common sense there, right? So the thought process here is I believe that this handheld issue or the distracted driving issue is the cause of more accidents than the benefit. just my, here's my logic. Prior to this wonderful law going into effect,
ridiculous,
that is, what did we do? We texted, held our phone up high. Now, those of you that are watching on ronsiegelradio.tv will see me demonstrating. I would hold my phone up high like this, and you can text or email, or make a phone call, respond, whatever you are doing. Now, those people who are violating the law, and I wouldn't know any of them, instead of holding the phone up high, they have it down by their kneecap. So what are they doing when they're texting? They are looking down away from the road. Probably not in the best. Now, Brent, you drive a lot. I know that you don't have to worry about these things. You've got that, you know, a 24-inch screen in your car that...
It's all built in.
It's all built in.
I don't text and drive ever, even on that, though.
No voice texting, even?
Nope.
Okay. But you're on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one of those wonderful cars that'll even drive for you, right, or steer for you.
When the radar is accurate.
Okay.
I hate to put that out there.
So the question is, have you ever seen anybody texting and driving since this law went into effect throughout the last year?
A white truck on the 241 almost got me this morning, and I assume that's what it was because they just kept coming into my lane.
Right? Yeah. So the law hasn't saved it. I don't.
Well, the fine is $20.
Yeah.
Is that a deterrent?
Is it 20? I thought it was 175.
I read 20, and then a repeat offense is 50, and I think it escalates from there.
Okay. It doesn't show the penalties on the article that I'm looking at right here. But the bottom, I mean, if it's $20 fine, it's really not going to have a whole lot of issues.
I mean, can you see the argument, officer? That was one tap. No, it was two. No, it was one.
Right. I mean,
I'm glad they're trying. They're trying to, you know.
Get the government out of our way. If somebody gets in an accident, hit them with the laws that are on the books, right? I mean, they created an accident. They hurt somebody, whatever they did. You know, we don't want people to get hurt, but I don't think laws are what's going to affect or save us there. But we'll see. Here's another one that a new one that I love, this one, Brent. So in your car and in mine, we have airbags. We have seat belts that are mandatory. We have anti-locking brakes and a zillion other restrictions for what we have to have in a car where you and I are in a capsule surrounded by steel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's fiberglass, but whatever. It's surrounded by something. Yet, motorcycles, number one, they're legal. Don't understand that in the first place. And now it is lane splitting is legal and is defined as a driving a two-wheeled motor vehicle between rows of stopped or moving traffic.
Stopped or moving.
So you can, and that's on a motorcycle where you've got no seatbelt, no airbag. No.
That's interesting.
It doesn't make sense to me.
How about the school buses, right? I mean, the school buses don't even have to have seatbelts. I don't get that.
Vehicle registrations are going up from $43 to $53. Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger is no longer around, so we can raise that there. California's minimum wage increased from $10 to $10.50 an hour for businesses with 26 or more employees under SB3. Gradually going to $15 an hour, so wonder how many people are going to lose their jobs. I just saw this article recently that a restaurateur increased his prices on everything by $1 an item to cover the minimum wage.
Well,
not surprising, right? Business people have to stay in business. A minimum wage is not going to help. Assault weapons. This is one that just gets me all the time. Voters passed a law that requires Californians who own gun magazines with more than 10 rounds to give them up starting January 1. And buyers must undergo a background check before buying ammunition that will be barred from buying new weapons that have a bullet button. Now, I'm just curious. Brent, I'm not going to ask you to weigh in on the gun rules and things like that. I do that myself. You can't take a shot. But you follow the news, right? I'm assuming. Yep. Have you ever noticed a crook? When we watch the news, somebody that shot somebody that robbed a bank. Have you ever seen one of them that follows the law?
No.
And I'm just kind of curious there. But hey, we've got another new law to handicap or hinder those people who already follow the law. Makes a lot of sense. Law enforcement officers, handgun storage. Law enforcement officers will be required to follow the same rules as civilians by securely storing handguns in a lockbox out of plain view or in the trunk if weapons left in an unattended vehicle. You don't think that law enforcement officers know how to secure their weapons? Unbelievable. Here, you gotta love this one. Here's another one of those great ones. School mascots. Beginning January 1, California public schools will be banned from using the name Redskins for sports teams and mascots under AB 30. Unbelievable. Powdered alcohol, Brent. No more powdered alcohol. Allowed to have that one.
Hey, not to be defensive. I didn't know that existed.
Well, let's take a look here.
Powdered alcohol?
But here's another one. When you go to get your haircut, and it takes me quite a while to get my haircut because they have to find it first. Beginning January 1, a couple days ago, beauty salons and barber shops will be allowed to serve free beer or wine to their clients until 10 p.m. Very nice. Right?
They weren't already able to do that?
I didn't know if they weren't allowed to, but youth sports health protocol, there's now a new law for that one. Human trafficking. People under 18 years old cannot be charged with prostitution under SB 1322. Instead, will be treated as victims. You gotta love it. There's more of these, but we don't have time for all of them right now. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, inadequate inventory driving up real estate prices. Can you believe it? Well, we'll talk about that. How to get your credit reports neither fair nor balanced. That's the story with reverse mortgage reporting right now, so we'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Pair, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Pair, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your real estate. You're not going to get that on those online services. So just get a hold of one of our professionals. They're more than willing to help you. I never realized some of these issues. You may not know some of them as well. How about being the right side or the wrong side of the golf course? That can get you a difference in value of your property. So do you think that some of the online, just a valuation model is going to know that? They're going to know which side of the golf course you're on, what your view might look like. They might know that there's a view or another view. Sometimes if you're on the wrong side of the golf course, you might have the view, but you got to worry about that. Just a thought right there. So inventory, that is the latest home sales from the National Association of the Declaration between the lack of inventory and rising prices. Now, for those of you that listen to Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis, let me ask you this. Does that surprise you in any way that there's a correlation between lack of inventory and rising prices?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Not really. We know Economics 101. Ron Siegel Radio listeners get a dosage of that from me on a regular basis. So if that's the case, year over year, inventory levels have dropped each of the last 18 months as inventory now stands at a four-month supply, well below the six-month supply needed for a normal market. I shared with you last year, just a couple weeks ago, the numbers from the Chapman University economic forecast that we're at a 3.9-month supply in Orange County. So according to the economist Lawrence Yoon, he's the chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. I'll just quote him. Existing housing supply at the beginning of the year was inadequate and is now even worse heading into 2017. Rental units are also seeing this shortage. As a result, both home prices and rents continue to far outstrip incomes in much of the country. But there is good news about rising prices. More and more homeowners are recovering from a negative equity situation and learning that they are able to sell their homes and either move up to their dream home or downsize to a property that will better suit their needs. Buyer demand continues to outpace the supply of homes. Listing your home this winter attracts curious buyers. Just a thought. We've talked about that before. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So Brent Humphreys is with us, Humphreys Homes and Estates, regular guest on Ron Siegel Radio. Glad to have you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and thanks for telling everybody I'm regular.
No, you're not regular. You are very, very abnormal. But I don't know what you're referring to. So I just
having fun with you.
We'll get him some Ex-Lax or something like that.
I thought you'd catch it.
I don't want to catch that. Go ahead. I can give you all these puns if you want, buddy. We'll go back. We'll go toe to toe. And in my case, I sometimes go belly to belly. But that's just a different issue right there. Moving right along, let's get into some real business. You see it? Now, you're actually not quite San Diego. You're kind of halfway between San Diego and Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about your inventory levels. Is there a lot of inventory on the market?
No. In some areas, we're down about 2 months of supply.
2 months supply.
It's bad. Properties are moving very, very fast.
So you would in I guess we'd call that a tight market.
Very tight.
Here's the issue is that I get this question all the time, and I know from the major issues, before we get into some of our prepared content that we have here, historically, you've got a tight inventory market, which in many instances will drive interest rates up, right? Because when the inventory on the real estate is tight, that's really telling us that properties are either selling quickly or nobody's putting them on the market. One of those two has got to be the case. Right. And when we've got people that are where the government tells us, supposedly, that we're at a 4.9% unemployment, which some people want to believe that, some know the truth.
Right.
But then the issue comes up if there's that means the economy is probably doing well. So that's why we see interest rates increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates, got a lot of expectations in the marketplace. If we're in a tight market, no inventory, interest rates are going up, what do we do to try and get a house? Because some of us might need a house.
Sure. Well, first thing is buyers need to move very, very quickly. So in California, all of our forms software now is in the cloud. Imagine that, right?
Right.
So what does that mean? That means that with wireless connectivity, an experienced agent can type the entire offer and save it as a draft in the cloud. The moment that the buyers see the property they want, all they need to do is plug in the price, the assessor parcel number, the close date, and then send it out via DocuSign, and their offer's in.
I just saw one, Brett. You're going to probably laugh hysterically, because I did.
Is there a mute button on this mic?
Right. We had a contract come in, not by fax, not by internet, and I was wondering if they were going to ask for a telex number, but I thought he was going to ask. And he even called and said, "What is the mailing address for the office?" Mm-hmm. I was in, and he's an old timer, obviously.
Yeah.
Shocked the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I keep a fax number for $1 a month just in case I'm, working with someone that still needs the fax. I mean, I have a number of senior citizen clientele, and they'll have a fax machine. They don't like DocuSign. Some of them do. Some of them don't. See, one or two faxes a year, I think, is the number.
It's amazing. Okay, so got to be ready to move quick.
Yeah, you got to be ready. I highly recommend that your entire offer is written within the assessor parcel number and the address and maybe the close date. Have that all ready so when you see the property you want, you submit the offer right there. But the second thing is the hard evidence. Everybody suggests that they're qualified for a home and, I'm good for it. I got good credit. My wife pays everything on, all of that. But you really need to be fully underwritten.
We've
by a lender.
Heard that before, haven't
we? Yeah. you need to be fully underwritten or forward underwritten, depending on the lender you're speaking with. And I know you do this with your many borrowers. Make sure that you've been through that TSA scanner at the airport in the lending world.
I like that.
Yeah, you look at everything. If grandma buffs you out with a $200 check every birthday, photocopy the front and back. Have a letter available in advance. So if the underwriter says, "What's this deposit? We don't see that. That doesn't jive with anything." You're prepared. But also have all of your liquid funds available in an account. Have it printed out, redact the account number, have it in a PDF available so that when your agent submits the offer, your pre-approval letter is in there, all the statements about your forward underwriting status, and the proof of funds, so that everything you're saying in the offer is backed up, it's substantiated.
And that's pretty simple nowadays when you're looking at the idea of everybody having a, the cloud is so easy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got three different cloud services.
That's all?
Actually, I have four, but I carry three on my phone.
There you go.
Right? Most of us have Dropbox available. If you don't, it's free. It's not that difficult. You're getting a certain number of iCloud if you're in the Mac world or the Apple world, I should say. So you get a bit of storage there. Google gives you a bunch of free space. So having that stuff available and ready, it's really pretty simple.
It is.
Right? And it's kind of ironic now because – you and I are both old enough to remember.
Thanks for that.
We went from the pre-qualified to pre-approved.
Right.
And now it's really if you're not pre-underwritten.
Pre-underwritten, there's the phrase, yeah.
Right. And the idea of pre-underwritten is basically you've gone through all of the bells and whistles. You've had that scrutiny. And all you've got to – not every lender does it.
No.
Right? And you've got to have – and basically what they're saying is they put in their TBD for the address.
Right.
And everything else is done. So basically, it's almost for the agent, it's almost like a cash offer.
Sure.
Right? It's pretty simple.
That's a good way of looking at it.
We're going to talk more about these ideas on how you can get a new home in a tight inventory market. That also means if you're thinking about selling a house, now might be a good time because there's not a lot of competition for that either. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, yeah, it's a shame that they're not giving you a fair and balanced story on the reverse mortgage, but we will, and how to get your credit reports. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage Financial. When you're ready for that next mortgage, they've got all the products for you. One of them that gets a bad rap, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about it right now, and the reason it gets a bad rap is because there are so many ignorant people. And I use the word ignorant because I don't believe that people are stupid. I believe that they just have not been educated. And many people believe what they think to be accurate or what they might have known as accurate, yet may not be completely current. Reverse mortgage, one of the best products on the market. If you are age 62 or over and have some equity or some cash, here's the thought process here. And there's a lot of myths in reverse mortgages, but I saw this article and I thought I would share it with you because there's so many pieces of bad information that I wanted to let you know, just get you some of the truths and some of the facts. So, because this actually was an article, it was on Fox Business, and it was 10 points from Fox Business as to why not to get a reverse mortgage. Ironically enough, the reporter ought to get some education before going online with this. The fees are high. Okay, typically 30-year mortgage only costs about $3,000 versus $15,000 with a reverse mortgage. Well, we've got four reverse mortgages going for people right now. The grand total of fees for all four is zero. No appraisal fee, no lender fees, no title, no escrow. What else is there? No.
Those are pretty low fees.
No mortgage insurance premium. None of the upfront mortgage insurance. All being covered. Because one of the things about the product is there's only so many things out there that are allowed, and it's a very profitable product. So the lenders, in many instances, unless they're trying to gouge you, they can cover all the fees if they choose to. Property taxes and homeowners insurance to pay. You have to pay them. Now, Brent, I'm going to throw this at you, not as a lending partner, but as a real estate professional. Do you know of too many people that can get away with not paying their property taxes?
No. To lean in first position.
Right? I mean, whether you've got a forward mortgage, a reverse mortgage, or no mortgage at all, the government's going to get their money.
They sure are.
Right? Okay. So, and homeowners insurance, you don't necessarily have to have homeowners insurance, but if you have any kind of a mortgage, you do. Mortgage insurance to pay. Yeah, the home equity conversion mortgage, the reverse mortgage, does require home premiums, just like an FHA loan or any other most conventional loans that have private mortgage insurance. So, yeah, you got that one. Loan amounts are capped. Wait a second. I think Gomer's coming in.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Loan amounts are capped. That's a negative. I mean, almost every product, their loan amounts are capped. Interest continues to accrue. On every mortgage, you've got interest until you pay it off. If there's mortgage, there's interest. Forward mortgage has interest every month. The reverse mortgage has interest. Younger spouses are penalized. No, that's not true either. That changed. The lack of choice, I'm not sure what they're talking about with a lack of choice. You can have a reverse mortgage or not have a reverse mortgage. You can get, actually, just be aware, though, you can manage your taxes better with a reverse mortgage than you can with a forward mortgage. Just saying. Strict repayment rules. Let's scratch my head on that one, too. They're far less strict than other loans. Think about this one. If a owner of a property passes and they've got a forward mortgage, you have to make a payment every single month, whether they're there or not, or else they can start foreclosure proceedings 30 to 90 days, right? It's just the way it works. On a reverse mortgage, you generally are going to get about a year to figure that out, and your property's never underwater with a reverse mortgage. Just a thought right there. Heirs get less. No, the heirs don't get less. They still get the same property, and they get all of the equity, just like on any other loan. It just drives me nuts. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Give me a call if you want more information on these products. Hey, if you're thinking about these and want more information, January 21, that will be our high trust senior symposium, January 21, Embassy Suites. Want information, text HTSS, High Trust Senior Symposium, HTSS to 79564, and you can register for it. It's free. Continental Breakfast is free, and everybody gets a virtual gift bag with hundreds of dollars just for being an attendee at the event. It's going to be a great event, so make sure you come over and join us there for that event. Continuing our conversation this morning with Brent Humphreys, chatting about tips for buyers in a tight market. So what else do we have here, Brent? We talked about being ready. We talked about speed. Now, I want to chat about one thing because you brought this up in passing before. And we were talking a little bit about the idea of being ready and being pre-underwritten. It's kind of a funny thing because you and I both have been in this long ago. You know, since 2008, the world's really changed. Before 2007, we could say, okay, I'm good for it, don't worry about it, and you and I would go out and we'd have fun, and if you could fog a mirror, we knew that the mortgage would be approved.
Well said, yeah.
Right? Since then,
not quite the same. It's almost like a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Right? And I lead a lending team, so I wear rubber gloves a lot. It's not fun, but
visual.
Right, but I mean, it's a total examination before somebody's really, really ready, and we look at, you know, everything. So it's not the even though you know that you're good for it, and you may have another property or been a real estate owner, the laws have all changed so radically that it's not the same anymore.
Right.
Right. I mean, so you must have fun because you do a lot of listings, and people come to you with a listing, and it's, well, I've got a pre-qualification letter.
Right.
Does that Let's think about this concept. So you've got a $500,000 house,
yeah,
and you've got a pre-qualification letter versus a pre-approval, TBD
correct.
Approval.
Right.
Is one of those going to be? Are you going to? Is one of those going to be a heavier weight for you when you're going back to your seller and making your recommendation? Where do we head?
My gosh, absolutely. I mean, a pre-call. You know, dear John Smith, based upon our conversation, you are approved for a loan of $500,000. Congratulations. Share this with, you know, agents when you're out making offers. You should, you know, put a star on your head or something. It's crazy. But a pre-approval, dear John, based upon our review, our comprehensive review of your tax returns, of your bank statements, of your pay stubs, a verification of employment, all of that, you know, you are qualified for a payment not to exceed $35.16.09 for a loan amount of such and such. And, you know, down payment has been verified to the lender's satisfaction. I mean, my goodness.
So let me ask you the question, though, because you got very, very specific there, and I understand all that. But now switch hats.
Okay.
And as representing the buyer, do you want that much specificity in the letter when you go to negotiate with the seller?
I do. There are some agents that will disagree. So, for instance, if you're out and you're going to make an offer on an $800,000 home and you're qualified to $850,000, there are many agents, for good reason, that will say, I don't want the pre-approval to say $850,000. I want to bring it in at $800,000, have the lender type in, John is qualified to $800,000 because that's what my offer is. Because if the seller knows I'm qualified for $50,000 more, they might ask more.
Right.
Okay. And there are good reasons and good arguments for that. But what if the lender brings it in at exactly $800,000 and the purchase price is $800,000 and they're going to be in a multiple counteroffer and it's going to be overbid at $815,000? All of a sudden, John, based upon a letter that says I'm qualified $800,000, no longer qualifies for the home. So it creates this unknown, this uncertainty. Can John really get the loan?
Okay, so interesting. So, and that's a great point. So that side of it I understand. But what about the other side where you've got the $850,000? Do you see them coming and saying, hey, you know something, we're gonna push them to go higher?
Well,
on the negotiating side?
Okay, so on the negotiating side, yes, we see this. And this is actually, you know, I wonder if you've read my notes in advance. One of them is when you're negotiating in a market of tight inventory and rising interest rates, there are a lot of buyers who just simply strike out, or they'll call me and say, we've been making offers for 6 months. We see that your clients are happy and they're closing on homes. Can you do the same thing for me? And as I begin to piece it together, what I find is that people are out looking for properties at the maximum that they can afford. But we have these statistics and tools and reporting devices that you subscribe to where I can say, okay, in that community right now, the average property is going for 103% of list price. So if the people are looking at homes at the max they qualify for, the moment they need to pay 3% over list to be able to get that property, they're priced out. They can no longer do it. So one of my tips, Ron, would be to deliberately look for property 20, 30, maybe 50,000 under what you can afford in a market where the tools that a good agent will have access to reveal that you're in an overbid situation. Because then when the seller comes back and says, I want an extra 20 grand, the buyer can afford it. They have that cushion. Without the cushion, they're dead.
Yeah. And that, again, that goes down to that initial consultation that you have with your client.
Correct.
To know exactly what they're needing and what their desires are. Going out to different communities, is that another? Do you have to be flexible? What do you? I mean,
you do. You
talk,
do need to
tell
be
me
flexible.
A little bit about your
okay.
thought there.
So I've had a number of people that specifically want one community, and they find out through two or three properties that they fell in love with they couldn't get. Maybe we can't afford this. So maybe go outside that 3 to 5 miles. Granted, there are school district issues and what have you. All of those are very important. But if you can be flexible, change, you've got to change a few of them. You can't change the price. right?
Right.
Because the price is the price, right? What you
market
qualify
sets
for.
The price.
Correct. So what are the other two variables? Area and property type. So one of the things that I'll suggest to buyers who are having difficulty or had difficulty in coming to me is let's take a drive. Let's go a couple miles out and see what will happen. Maybe up and coming areas where the prices are 10 to 15% less. All of a sudden they can afford it. A second example, if they don't want to compromise geography, is compromise the property type. So if they want a 4-bedroom home, maybe 3-bedroom. You know, and they work from the iPad rather than having that home office. Or maybe the property type, they say, doggone it, the market's going up. We don't have a crystal ball, but let's look for a condo or a townhome and save a bundle. And presuming the market continues to go up, in a year or two, sell that property and get the one they really want. It's a stepping stone.
Sure. And I understand that's the whole idea. It's a stepping stone. Big issue right there. We're going to talk more with Brent Humphries when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also, how do you get a credit report? We're going to talk about that. I'll tell you exactly how to do it, and it's free. We'll talk about all that. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age? Maybe you want to buy a house with no mortgage payment for the rest of your life. Think about that concept. Buying a house, no mortgage payment for the rest of your life. It can be done with the reverse mortgage. Very, very simple to do. You just have to have somebody that knows how to do it for you, and we'll talk to you and share you and introduce you to the right people. How do I get my free annual credit report? It is one of the biggest questions we get at ronsiegelradio.com. Send us any of your questions right there, info@ronsiegelradio.com. Very, very simple. Number one, you can just go – all the bureaus, the law says they've got to give you a copy of your credit report once per year for free. That does not mean you're getting your credit scores. That they can charge you for. You get your FICO scores. Don't worry about the Vantage score. That's a FICO score, not a FICO score. So if you want the FICO score, you're going to generally have to pay for it. AnnualCreditReport.com will get you. I'm going to share this with you, but don't tell anybody. Just you and I. We're just us talking. Just a couple of friends having a chat. AnnualCreditReport.com. I'll give you your free credit report. They're going to charge you. They'll give you a 30-day offer. Try it for 30 days. Pay, I think, $29.95, and they'll give you your FICO scores. Call to cancel, and they'll cut the price in half. I didn't say that. I don't know that to be true. I've heard that rumor somewhere before. Just between you and I, don't tell anybody I said that. That's your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Go to the website. They've got all the information right there. So we're chatting this morning. Brent Humphreys, Humphreys Homes and Estates, is in the house. We're talking about tips for buyers in a tight market with low inventory, rising interest rates. Talked about being ready. We've talked about some speed. We've talked about being flexible. But Brent, there's something you put on here, a note about wasting time.
Yeah, time sucks. You got to get rid of them. If you're in a hurry, you've got to eliminate the activities that drag you down and make you late.
Okay, what's that mean?
Because late in this would be you didn't get to the property on time. Someone beat you to the office
table.
So one of them is understand inside and out intricately your financing type, the type of loan you're going to get. So FHA, right?
Right.
3.5% down. But if you're buying a property FHA, right, it's got to be on the FHA approved list. Right, if it's a condo or townhome.
Condo or townhome, right.
So what happens if you're out with the realtor, you fall in love with a property, you make an offer, you qualify as an FHA buyer, the property doesn't qualify because it's on the FHA approved list. So do the homework in advance, vet those properties, and make sure you're only looking for properties that not only you qualify for, but they qualify for you.
Sure.
You have no time to waste in a market that's moving quickly.
And that's an interesting concept, but wouldn't my realtor be telling me that stuff?
Well, you'd hope they would.
Okay.
You'd hope they would.
And
are they setting up filters though in the MLS? I mean, people have these smartphone notifications, right?
Right.
Show me every 3-bed, 2-bath in Aliso Viejo up to 600 is the moment it comes on. And they put in 3-bed, 2-bath and the Aliso Viejo zip code and what have you, detached or attached. But what are they putting under terms? FHA? It must show FHA because an FHA buyer, if you're not setting the filters, they're getting bombarded with smartphone notifications, properties that have come on that otherwise would not qualify for an FHA buyer.
Interesting.
You got to be thorough.
Right. And again, I'm going to throw that plug right at you though, there, Brent.
Uh-oh.
The answer, the issue right there is, once again, professional guidance from somebody who's experienced and really understands this process. Because you can get professional guidance from somebody that doesn't understand and doesn't do these things. Or you can go on, like you said, and I have nothing against Zillow or Trulia or any of these other sites where you can get information.
Sure.
But, you know, if you don't know to put that filter in there, you can go in there. And you made a comment earlier, Brent, when you were talking about, you know, understanding and time-wasting activities, that if you qualify for $500,000 and you're looking at, or you don't know what you qualify for, and you go start looking at $600,000 houses, and now you only qualify for $500,000. It's a lot of money to qualify for, but in your experience, on a generality, not every time, But is a $600,000 house going to be nicer in some way than a $500,000 house?
It is. My favorite phrase of all time is contentment is destroyed by comparison. And if you're out looking for properties that you don't qualify for, the moment you have this see the light experience and you know what you really qualify for, the properties don't look nearly as good.
And that's a shame because it should be an exciting time. And I'll share with you honestly. When you're out buying a house and you're shopping for a house, it can be a little bit frustrating. But once you get that offer accepted, it's going to be exciting. Sometimes it'll be scary because now you're getting involved in something where a large debt. And I'll tell you, the lending process is a pain in the behind. And I lead a lending team, so I can tell you that honestly. You're going to be looking at, I tell everybody, 5 hours of your time, one of which you're going to think is a total waste of time. But you've got to go through that whole process nowadays, right? But it should be an exciting, exciting time. So you should be excited with your outcome, not saying, boy, I wish I had.
Sure.
Right? Say, I wish I had got that house, you know, a mile away. Instead of, boy, am I excited about this house that we're moving into. This is the next chapter of our life.
Of course. And Ron, you said it well. I'm spending 5 or 6 hours, you know, in the 1 hour people may not like or whatever. When does an agent usually sit down with a client and review the offer? When they're in panic mode because there are four other people at the table and you've got till 4 o'clock to get it in because that's when the listing agent's meeting with the seller. A good buyer's agent will always call and find out when the offers are being presented. So when you're racing against the clock and you're trying to figure out how much money to offer and you're anxious about the four other families at the table that want the same home as you do, that is not the time to be in education mode. You should sit down with your agent a week or two in advance or at least the day before, or before you even look, and know that offer inside now, because otherwise you're going to be asked a bunch of questions over 31 pages of documents that you're going to have to answer split second. You'd rather prepare and get that information plugged in sooner.
You know something, I love that response there, Brent, because one of the things that I hear frequently, especially within this day and age of the internet, and you know we all live and die by the internet. We've got the, again, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, all these other sources for information. But we've also gotten to the point where we want everything yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I remember, I'm going to date myself, but, you know, we had FedEx. FedEx came out and we can get documents overnight. Boy, wasn't that great.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we got a fax machine, and then we got email, and now we got instant messenger, text
mm-hmm.
messages.
Right.
Everything has to be done yesterday. Whereas when we think about this process, if you're thinking about buying a house in January, you really would have been better off starting to think about this and plan in December.
Sure.
So if you're thinking that you want to buy a house in the spring, I'm going to suggest now might be the time to talk to your agent.
It's a very good idea.
Or find an agent,
mm-hmm.
right? Or find a lender. Be all prepared for these things. Right. And again, that goes back to your item there, being flexible and getting rid of those time blocks.
Yep.
Right.
Correct.
Negotiations. How many items, I don't even know if there's a way of phrasing this. How do you, there's a lot to negotiate in every transaction.
There is if you're winning it, but if you call the listing agent in advance and say, who do you want for escrow and title? Is the seller moving right away? Are they looking for another home? Oh, they're having a home built. When's it done? Not for 4 months. Would you like a rent back? Would you like to not have to move twice? Are there any heirlooms on the property or drapes or appliances that you just got at the wedding that are sentimental or whatever? I mean, I'm just winging it, right?
Sure.
If you get all that information up, it's the same in every offer, right? So why not have a template and have a conversation? Imagine that, picking up the phone, having a conversation with the listing agent and getting all the answers right. All of a sudden, your buyer's at the top of the stack because you simply asked a few questions.
I think there's a book called The Art of the Deal, right? And when it don't talk about politics. But the bottom line is if you find out what the seller's needs are,
correct.
It may not always be dollars and cents.
Right.
Right. It could be that the seller's willing to take a little less money if he can stay there for that extra 3 months that you just talked about.
Sure.
Right? All those things.
On a non-owner occupied loan, though, obviously, because of the 59.
Exactly. I mean, those are intricacies. But again, you have to have the agent that understands these mm-hmm. issues for you. But it's just a bottom line of understanding where you are, what everybody's needs are, and then meeting those needs. That's the thought process. If you want to meet Brent Humphreys, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with him. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.